Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Mwah! Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bill Dunkelberg. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, chief economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. You can find the index there, the small business, NFIB's index of small business optimism, which Bill has been the purveyor of, the curator of, the researcher of for 40 plus years. Coming up on 45 years, Bill?
I think 45 years.
Yeah. How about that, folks? What a great legacy. Bill, thanks again for being here. NFIB.com, smallbiz.org, BUS is Bill's website. Bill, they revised the fourth quarter up to almost 3%, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. And a number of the forecasts I've seen out of the New York Fed that keeps, you know, updating their forecasts based on data coming out, you know, have us running at 2.9 for the first quarter. So basically, yeah, you know, we have a 3% economy.
Right, exactly. If it weren't for the first quarter last year, we'd had one all year last year, wouldn't we?
Yeah, that's true. But of course, the first quarter last year was the result of decisions made under the other management team.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we didn't know until late in the year. Remember, it was in November when the election is. So really, the first quarter was really the old regime, and then then during the first few months of last year, we got ourselves into gear, and then boom,
what do you see?
It was off.
What do you see is could be a stumbling block to the economy going forward? I mean, we got optimism on Main Street. We got a little bit of a jittery stock market. I don't think Trump's tariffs are going to. I think that they might actually wind up being positive. What do you think about the overall situation?
Well, I do think there's a lot more uncertainty. You know, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do about Syria. So it sounds like we're going to do some take a military action against Syria, and that always spooks people. You know, because once you start something like that, you're not sure that you can keep it all under control, right? So there's uncertainty there. But the tariffs, I think, pretty much. I mean, nothing's happened. Nobody's changed any tariffs yet,
right.
And the Chinese have already formally said that they're going to cut some of their tariffs and stop stealing all of our stuff. And
well,
so,
I saw an interesting report recently. Exports to us from China is over 4% of their GDP. Exports from us to China is less than 1% of our GDP. So who's got the most to lose in a trade war, right?
Yeah, they definitely do. They really depend on us to buy a lot of stuff and keep their people working.
So it turns out that Trump might actually know how to put a deal together, right?
It's his usual style, isn't it? You know, go way over to some far extreme and then work your way back till you get where you want to be, and that seems to be what he does. So I think that's what he's done here by announcing, you know, we're going to raise tariffs on the world, and then slowly he said, well, except for you, and except for you, and except
right.
for you.
Right.
But, and I'll accept you as long as you make this change in what you do, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
well, I think a lot of people like the idea of a government that doesn't give the farmer away when they negotiate a trade deal. I mean, that's what we've been doing, Bill, since post-World War II. America has been basically rolling over and giving it away.
That's right. Well, the rest of the world has done really well, and in part because we let them take a lot of the gains that were produced. You know, think about the Reconstruction after World War II.
Right.
We owned we own Germany and France and Japan, and what we do? Well, we spend a lot of our money and our capital to make them right, make them strong democracies, which was a smart, smart, smart thing to do.
Well, I mean, we could afford it in those days, but now it's I think it's appropriate for us to be a little more centric, a little more self-centric in these cases.
Exactly. And so they're doing well now. Thanks to us.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. Good job today, and thanks for being here. We're looking forward to next month already.
Thank you, sir. Me too.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist for the NFIB, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, a great American and a unique resource. He and all of his work is unique in the world. His index is the gold standard for small business sentiments. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.